Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, bringing you greetings from our Apostle Dr. Mary Osborne and our co-pastor Mary Williams and all the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. We just thank God for another day that the Lord has made, that he's allowed us to see, because everyone didn't get the chance to see this day. So we got to be grateful. Amen. We thank God for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank God for his word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank God for being our provider, our healer, our keeper, our God. We thank God for just being who he is. Amen. We thank God for everyone out there in Blog Talk Land, I want to call it. Amen. So we want to, before we go any further, I want to give you our announcements. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., we're on Facebook Live. You can see us under Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, or one of the members' pages, or the Apostles' page, Dr. Mary Osborne. It's under Mary F. Osborne, sorry. I will be doing I'll be doing the Facebook Live this week, come in, and it's under Yvette D. Smith, or you can see me on the Sunshine of Faith page as well. Every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. is the in-person service, and we hold that at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, at the Forest Park Senior Center. Every Monday through Saturday, we're right here on Blog Talk Radio at this call-in number. We want you to just tune in and share it with a friend or family or foe. Everyone needs to hear the Word of God, because the Word of God is what we're going to need to get through life. Amen. We thank God for all of our services we have. We have Monday Night Miracle Prayer Line with myself and Elder James Smith at 7 p.m. That number is 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264694. On Thursday night is the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line with our co-pastor Mary Williams, 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264694, and that's at 7 p.m. as well. And on Thursday night and Friday night, we have two different services. On Thursday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. And on Friday, we have the Change Prayer Line at 7 p.m. And you can also call in on 267-807-9611. Again, the PIN number is 264694. Every first Saturday of the month, you can hear our apostle on Radio 1400 AM at 3:30 p.m. to hear a word from the Lord. We thank God. We hope that you govern yourselves accordingly to the announcements. And let's pray before we go any further. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give your name honor, glory, and praise for being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We thank you for the food, clothes, and shelter that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you for your protection, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you just minister to us and lead us and guide us, Lord God, in the way you would have us to go. Amen. Not the way we want to go, but the way you want us to go. We ask you, Lord God, that your word will seep deep down in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Help us to hear and walk in the word of God. Not just be hearers, but also walkers of your word, Lord God. We just thank you for the word that's coming through today. Whatever you have me to teach, Lord God, that you will have your way, and I will decrease that you may increase, and that your word will go out and do what it is meant to do in the atmosphere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we just thank God again and again and again. We can't thank God enough for everything he has done for us and everything he's going to do for us. Amen. But we have to open up ourselves to him so that he can take us in the direction he wants us to go. He has a plan for us, and he said that plan is for good and not of evil, which is mentioned in Jeremiah 29:11. He says he has plans for us, good and not of evil. So we thank God for his plans and not ours, because his ways are not our ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. His ways and his thoughts are higher than ours. Amen. And if we go into the book of Revelation, the scripture that comes to mind is Revelation 3:20. And I'm going to read it from the American Standard. Amen. And it says, listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him, and he will be with me, Revelation 20, Jesus desires to share his life, to share your life with you. This verse in Revelation tells us that he will develop a relationship with you when you are open, when you open yourself up to him, much like opening your home to a friend or for dinner, or, you know, relationship, a personal relationship. In John's gospel, I believe he said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my word. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, as it will read in the King James Version. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and take up residence with him. The Lord wants to be a resident in your spirit. He wants to live there, not just visit, but live there. When you think of someone taking up residence with you, it's an intimate thing. As you become with anyone you live with, like husband and wife, you know each other. You live together all the time. You talk. You ask questions. You get to know each other. Not only is Jesus with us individually, but he is also with us when we are gathered together as believers. He said, for where two or three are assembled in my name, I am there among them. And that is in Matthew 18:20. One reason he wants us to have a relationship with him is so that we can have a proper relationship with others. When we have a relationship with Jesus Christ and we are picking up his characteristics of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, when we're picking up his characteristics and loving our neighbors, ourselves, loving God more than anything, when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing what he expects of us and how we are to treat each other, our relationship with others will be better. The New Testament tells us, but if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from sin. First John 1:1. So relationships with others are important in order to be more effective in fulfilling God's mission. The blood of Jesus Christ removes the sin in our lives, the barriers that separate us, so we can be transparent with each other. One thing I always say about our COPEC, she's very transparent with us. She doesn't hold any barriers up about her difficulties in life, about her struggle, about her walk with Jesus Christ, about her, what the Lord tells her about her, so that she can pass it on to us, that we can live the proper way, that we can see that, hey, leaders are not exempt from correction from God. Leaders are not exempt from falling. Leaders are not exempt from making mistakes, because guess what? Leaders are also humans. But when we want to live a life that is pleasing to Jesus Christ, and we are consciously trying to live properly for Jesus Christ, the Lord will talk to you. He will convict you. We are always, you know, making sure that you're trying to please him. He'll talk to you and tell you what you're doing is wrong, so that you can tell someone else that's growing in him or getting closer to him. You know what the Lord has shown me? That this is so. By experience, you know that you can share with someone else, not for us to put each other down. We're learning one from another. So we have to be open to the Spirit. The Lord may come to us personally, but he may also come to us through someone else that's in Christ. Now, the Lord's always going to tell you what to do right towards others, and even to your enemies. We're supposed to love our enemies even though they treat us bad. So God has promised to be with us in all things. He promised the people of Israel. He told them, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous in this life. For the Lord your God is the one who is going with you. God is with you. You accept him into your life and you really want him to lead and guide you, I want you to know that you're going to have to change your ways, because your ways are not holy. Our ways are not holy. We have to change our ways if we want to be pleasing to God. We have to do things the way he wants us to do it. He won't abandon us. He won't fail us. We abandon him and we fail him, but he'll never leave us or forsake us. We got to just trust and have faith that he knows that what he's doing for us, what's going on in our life. He knows best. The way we want to do things are not the best way, because like I said, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees our end before the beginning. There's absolutely no one else we know who can make the promise that he will never fail us or abandon us. I can definitely say that. People that I thought was going to be with me always abandoned me. My best friend turned on me when I gave my life to Christ, because they felt like I thought I was being bad. I wasn't trying to be in competition with them. I just wanted to live a holier life, not doing the things I used to do. And people will get upset with you when you change your life around, when you're trying to do something that's good in the eyesight of God, because they're still doing the old thing. They want you to do the old thing. But believe me, there's nothing out there for us. There's nothing out there in the world for us but trouble. When you come to Jesus Christ, you will find peace. You'll find peace that surpasses all understanding. When you trust and believe him wholeheartedly, you'll have peace even in your trouble. In your tribulations, you have peace. As we get to know him better, we will learn and depend on God and his plan for us. But you have to decide to get to know him better. Yeah, I can tell you I've been in God for 30 plus years, 35 years. And my first few years of getting saved, I was on fire for him. I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing. And then life struck and I went back and the devil tempted me and I did not resist the devil. And there's so many different ways you can resist the devil. It's not just saying, no, I'm not going to do it. Sometimes it's taking your way out of the atmosphere, out of the environment, out of the area where the devil is at trying to tempt you. And I had to learn that, that sometimes I had to do what I needed to do to keep myself from falling. So if I was somewhere and some things was going on that, you know, wasn't supposed to be going on as for me as a Christian, and I didn't want to fall into it, I can't just say I'm going to sit here and not do it. Sometimes you have to get up and leave up out of the area. But we got to make an effort, a conscious effort, to live upright before the Lord, to get a relationship with him so that he can lead us and guide us, so he can tell us some things. And just think about a relationship. I've been thinking, how can I build a relationship with an invisible being? Believe me, he may be invisible, but he is real. You can feel him on the inside. You can feel him in your troubles. You can feel him in your home. Sometimes you get a peace in your home. So we just thank God for everything he's doing for us. We got to think about, are we truly experiencing a relationship with Jesus Christ? And if we're not, if we don't feel like he's there, why is that? Because he's always there. There are some things that we have to put in. We got to move towards so that we can have that relationship. That relationship comes from reading your Bible, praying, staying in worship, staying away from those negative things. He tells us to think about everything that's good, nothing that is evil. Just keep our eyesight off of things that are evil, because sometimes some things will take you back into your own life, your old life, have you going down memory lanes. And that's just a door opening for the enemy to start messing with your mind, because the mind is the battlefield. And once he gets into your mind, he'll start working through your flesh. And then before you know it, you have fallen. You have fallen. So ask the Lord to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Ask him to lead you and guide you in your walk, and everything will be just fine. Your relationship with Christ should be number one, top priority. So he's knocking. If you don't have a relationship with him, he's knocking. He wants to come in and sup with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. But you got to realize that you need him. We all need him. And that we live a sinful life that is not pleasing to him, that is not beneficial to us. Every commandment is to keep us protected, not to control us. We wonder why we have all these diseases, sexual diseases. Because God told us not to have relationships outside of marriage. If you have relationships outside of marriage, you're going to most likely end up with some type of disease or having a child out of wedlock. And when you're having children out of wedlock, it not only affects you, but it affects the child if the father is not around. And, you know, things happen. So, you know, we all make mistakes. I wish I would have gone the way the Lord told me to go from the beginning. But I've changed, and I understand now. So I'm here to tell you that you don't have to do the same things that I did. You don't have to do the same things that other people do. What you should do, and my advice is to give your life to Jesus Christ, and he'll lead you and guide you. All you have to do is repent for your sins, believe that Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood for us, and he rose from the grave, and he came back, gave us the comforter, and you shall be saved. Repent means to turn away from, to be remorseful from. Tell them you're sorry and stop doing it, trying to stop doing it. Say, Lord, help me not to do this. And the only way we can do that is through having the Holy Ghost. So we thank God for his comfort of being here for us. We just thank God for you all being on the line today. Continue to pray. Continue to seek God's face because time is winding up. We never know when we have to leave. So as our apostle says, when she gets off the line, I love you, God loves you, and I'll see you when I see you. Amen. Goodbye.